Hi, I'm Daniela Capelan.
I'm Victoria Benitez.
And I'm Angelica Benitez.
And we are Connect the Pod.
Today we are at CSUN in Northridge, California, interviewing Dr. Gabriel Gutierrez, the Department Chair of Chicano-Chicana Studies.
That's right, today we are college students.
And as you will find out, he has a lot in common with Connect the Pod, like a show.
There is so much to find out. Dr. Gutierrez, thanks for meeting with us today. First, can you tell us, what is Chicano-Chicana Studies?
Chicano Studies is a collection of different area studies. So we teach everything from performing and visual arts, music, dance, painting, to the social sciences, sociology, psychology, political science, to the humanities that include literature. It was founded back in the late 1960s. In fact, this coming year we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary. And it was intended initially to help students from indigenous backgrounds, primarily from Mexican backgrounds at that time, to find a curriculum, a subject matter that they could relate to, that would then help also to enhance skills like, you know, writing, reading, critical thinking skills, like that.
Wow. What exactly is the day at work like?
For the chair of the department, I only teach one class, but most of my days are filled with meetings, and there are different types of meetings. They're meeting with administration, they're meeting with faculty, they're meeting with students. It also includes student advisement, like career goals. You know, what do you want to do with a degree, or what do you want to do when you graduate? Are you going to consider graduate school, professional school, like law school, or something of that sort?
How did you become involved in Chicano studies? Like, how did you become a professor?
Well, it's interesting. My freshman year of college, I got kicked out of school. And I got kicked out of school because I didn't find an interest in the U.S. history and Western civilization history courses that I was taking. So I just stopped doing the work. And I had a petition to get back in. And when I petitioned to get back in, I came across Chicano studies in a more formal way, and I thought, okay, you know what, this is something that I could probably relate to, right? And so I thought I was going to do very well. I ended up getting a C in my first class, but what I realized is I love the subject matter. I love reading about people in my neighborhood, people in the region where my parents and I and my family were from. And having that love for the subject matter resulted in me then beginning to develop my writing skills, right? Critical thinking skills, reading skills. And eventually I started getting A's, and I went back and I took the courses that I had failed, and I got A's in those. And I came to the realization that learning wasn't something that gets imposed on you, that, you know, someone just gives to you, but learning and the education process is about what each student determines to be important too. And so when I graduated with the bachelor's, I applied for and was given admission to a PhD program in history. Went through that and became a professor.
How long have you been doing your job?
23 years. I've been 18 years here at Cal State Northridge, and prior to coming here, I worked as a professor at Loyola Marymount University as well.
With Chicano Studies, what career paths are, like, opened up?
We have people that have gone into a variety of different areas. Everything from education, social work, to we have lawyers, we have attorneys that have graduated from here. We have a lot of educators, people that go into the different levels of it, of education, people that have become professors themselves. We've had a lot of artists also that have come from our program, some of which are getting national recognition. Some of our alumni include, among them, a young woman by the name of Lisbeth Mateo, who is an undocumented student, or was an undocumented student, who participated in creating really a national discussion on DACA and Dreamers and Dream Act students. And she recently graduated from Santa Clara Law School, passed her bar, and now has her own legal offices.
We've heard that you've had a segment at KPFK. Would you mind telling us a bit more?
Yeah, I had a show that I executive produced and hosted at KPFK called The Morning Review with Gabriel Gutierrez. And it was on Wednesday mornings. It's a weekly show during drive time, so between 7 and 8 in the morning. And it was a really good experience. Something that I never thought I would ever do. In fact, when I was approached, I kind of chuckled and I said, why me, right? But they were really good about providing training. And so it turns out that it created a lot of opportunities for people to provide their voice. And that's one of the things that I really liked about the show, was that we were able to open up time segments and devote discussions to people whose voices aren't usually heard in media. One such voice was a group of students, as I mentioned, that came to be known as Dreams to be Heard. And one of the students at the time who actually had a weekly time slot was Lisbeth Mateo, who I mentioned earlier, and several of her friends and fellow students as well.
How old are you?
I'm 50 years old. Yeah. I ask myself the same question sometimes. Yeah. But how old am I? Because sometimes I think I'm a little younger than I really am. And then sometimes I feel a lot older than I really am. So it's always good to remind myself.
Can Chicano studies be related to DACA and Dreamer students?
Absolutely. In fact, many have majored in Chicano studies. We actually right now on this campus have the EOP Dream Center, which is for undocumented students, and we work a lot in collaboration with them. As an example, last year, between the Department of Chicano Studies and the Dream Center, we took a group of students up to Mono Lake for a week-long outdoor water conservation education program, and we're going to be doing it again in June. And for many, many students, this is the first time that they're out of the urban setting, you know, first time they get to see and touch snow. And it's really a great experience for them. But in addition to that, our faculty are really good about lending support in a variety of different ways for DACA and Dream Act students.
How has this impacted or changed your life?
Well, that's a really good question. One of the things that I learned is that I never stopped changing. I never stopped transforming because I never stopped learning. And that's probably the single most important lesson, in addition to a lot of other lessons that I think that I've learned, is that as a human being, you come to a realization at some point that you may know a lot, but you don't know it all. And that's really helpful because it leads you to continue to ask questions. And it doesn't mean that you become uncertain of things, but it means that you could not only search, but you could continue to find different ways of improving quality of life, of improving oneself, of improving humanity. And I think that's like one of the top lessons that I've learned.
Well, thank you very much, Professor Gutierrez, for telling us more about Chicano studies. We really learned a lot.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. And it's exciting to see you all doing the work that you're doing. And I look very much forward to working with you.
Thank you, Dr. Gutierrez. We learned a lot about Chicano studies.
We also want to say thanks to Gabe Evans and the Poke My Heart YouTube channel video crew who is recording us today.
That's right, we're YouTube stars.
Yes, if you go to Poke My Heart and like us like a bazillion times.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And visit us at connectedpod.net.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.